Do you take a lot of medicine or take care of someone that does? Hero is the new smart device that makes life easier by pre-sorting a 90-day supply of up to 10 different pills. Just pour them in and Hero does the rest.
So easy to use and saves me so much time. I never miss a dose. I'm never late for a dose anymore. And that is so critical to me.
What I like best about my Hero is that it's so easy to set up and it's so easy to use, and I don't have to worry about my pills or get distracted and forget did I take that pill or not, because it reminds me.
It alerts and dispenses with the push of a button. Plus, Hero sends a friendly alert to you and a caregiver.
Hero is amazing, but you could even live out of state with the person and still program their Hero from the convenience of your phone.
I feel better than I have ever felt simply because I have this device.
Try Hero risk-free for 30 days. If you don't love it, you don't keep it.
Call 800-613-2715. That's 800-613-2715. 800-613-2715. Call now.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
It's the Into Tomorrow broadcast for the weekend of Friday, April 8th, 2022, celebrating Cameron's 10th birthday. Happy birthday to, I was going to say, our staff member Cameron, but there are child labor laws, so yeah. We really can't say that. Our unofficial staff member / co-host Cam.
Yeah, well, I think we could have him work like 10 hours a week or something.
Oh, can he?
Yeah.
But he has to get paid.
Yeah.
I pay him in hugs.
Right. It doesn't work for him. He wants to be paid in Roblox gift cards.
Yeah, that's true. He doesn't even need the cash. He just wants Roblox stuff. Or anime he wants. He loves anime. Send him anime stuff.
Yeah, I don't know where he gets that from. I've never seen an episode of anime, anything in my life.
Yeah, I'm not otherwise impressed with it. But do welcome to the program. Glad to have you with us. Back up your important data. Always try to remind you of that. And check your spam filters regularly. You may very well be surprised. I had two others yesterday, legitimate emails. One of them was like, I wondered why they never replied to me. It was in my spam filter. And another one was just somebody I hadn't heard from in a while. And I went, oh, wait, you know, put them on the whitelist or unspam them.
I figure if I haven't heard from anybody in a while and they end up in my spam filter, it's probably meant to be.
Well, I guess there's that. You could probably justify it that way. But we do have some tech news and commentary for you. And then Patrick in Tyler, Texas, and several others standing by with calls, questions, comments, maybe some tech rage, maybe some help for other listeners. Lots of goodies as Into Tomorrow continues. What do you got?
Apple said this week that its annual Worldwide Developers Conference will begin on June 6th. The company will hold a launch event on the first day of the conference. Apple usually unveils new iPhone, iPad, Apple Watch, Apple TV, and Mac software at a presentation featuring its CEO Tim Cook on the first day of the conference. WWDC 2022 will be virtual and streamed on Apple's website. The event will run through June 10th. Of course, Apple has held only virtual events since 2020.
And it's interesting because now they're asking for their employees to come back to the office at least one day a week, and employees are very upset about it. They don't want to go to the office, and they're trying to use COVID as an excuse. It's just they've gotten lazy working from home.
I have a friend like that. You know, she got a call from her office that they're going to go back initially 2 days a week. They have to go back. And she went into an uproar, and she finally convinced them to let her just go back one day a week. I'm thinking, just go back to the office.
She let them convince her of that?
No, instead of 2 days a week, I'll come in one day a week. I'm like,
I would have said, you know what? You're fired.
Yeah.
You come in when we tell you to because you work for us, or you don't come in at all. Uh-huh. Okay, I'll stay home. No. You don't come in at all because you're fired.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Must be nice.
Uh-huh.
Jeez. Oh, well.
Have you recently received a text message from your own phone number? If so, do not click the link you were sent. You obviously didn't send it to yourself.
And do not call it back.
Yeah.
You get a busy signal.
And your phone carrier, likely Verizon in this case, didn't send it to you either. According to Verizon Wireless, the company is currently investigating a mass spam text message campaign targeting its customers. While all of these spam messages try to direct their targets to a link, it seems that the type of links being sent vary greatly. Some Verizon customers have reported being sent a link to a fake customer survey, a classic spam text message tactic telling the target that they need to click a link to claim a free gift as a result of paying their most recent phone bill is also being deployed.
Oh, jeez.
Another spam message attempts to send Verizon customers to the website for Russian state-owned news network Channel One Russia. Verizon says they are actively working to block these messages and have engaged with U.S. law enforcement to identify and stop the source of the messages.
Well, good. They need to work on that. But here we've mentioned on the show for years, if in doubt, type it out. In this case, if it looks like it's a legitimate website, especially if it's someone you do business with, and you're not sure, well, mouse over the link. In most email scenarios, other than your cell phone, hard to do that. But if you're on a computer and you mouse over the link, if it's not Chase.com, your bank, or something of that nature, don't click it.
Right. Or even if it is, instead of clicking the link, go to your web browser and just go to the website yourself. Type the website out.
Correct. And then do whatever it is that they're asking you for or something of that nature. But again, if in doubt, throw it out. But if in doubt you think it's something you want to do or check into, well, then type it out manually and see what happens.
Yeah, and the tip I always tell people, you know, is no legitimate financial institution is going to send you an email asking for your password.
That's for sure.
So if that's usually the first red flag. If they're asking for your login information, delete it.
Yeah, and they're getting very bizarre lately in some of the ways, because most of these scammers have frequently used actual logos and things like that, because, come on, you get anything off the web, it's not a big deal, right? And it makes it look very legit. Or, you know, I always love the ones that I get from your Chase account. I don't have a Chase account, so it goes right away into spam. You know, delete, spam, whatever. But those that are legit seeming, you have to check out. But again, if it's your bank asking you to log in, click here, log in, and change to a stronger password or something, no. Go to your bank site and do that, if in fact it's even legit.
Yeah, I've gotten several emails saying that I need to, you know, log in and update my Spotify login credentials. I don't have a Spotify account. I've never had a Spotify account.
Exactly. So those things ought to be red herrings and flags and other things. So just delete or mark them for spam, and certainly don't give them the satisfaction. Here's a story that I'm interested in. TCL may soon top LG as the world's second largest smart TV supplier after shipping 24.57 million TV sets in 2021, compared with LG, which shipped 27.33 million units. Researchers at Omdia say TCL will likely overtake LG in unit sales this year. Couldn't happen to a nicer company. I dislike LG TVs. I like their other appliances. Don't like their TVs.
I don't know. Just keep in mind before you put a TCL smart TV in your house, you know, where TCLs were made and where they're from. So this is a Chinese company.
Yeah. And I actually toured their factory in China. And that was fascinating when I did this a few years back, because literally from a pile of sand, because they make their own displays. And they make displays for several other leading manufacturers. Last I heard, including, I believe, LG and Panasonic and a few others. So, yeah, they're made, come on, most everything anyway from China until we can fix all of that. But it was awesome to tour from the pile of sand out back all the way through as they made their displays. They were making them huge and cutting them in fourths to make larger displays, etc. And then all the way down the assembly line, putting all the components together, and then out the other end as a finished TV that they were quality control testing, turning it on, playing something, and then boxing it up and out to the truck. I mean, it was fascinating.
Was that the same trip to China where you were surrounded by Chinese police and almost kicked out of the country? Because you had a video camera?
No, that was a different trip.
Oh, okay.
I've been to China, probably 24 times in the last few years. Certainly not lately, nor do I intend to go back anytime soon, if at all. But no, that was a separate trip where at Tiananmen Square, and actually on the Great Wall, just north of Beijing, where we whipped out one of our broadcast cameras because we were just doing a little promotional announcement. you know, bringing you into tomorrow from the Great Wall of China. And boy, we were surrounded by Chinese police. But the biggest thing where we almost went to jail was in Tiananmen Square.
Because you were asking them about Tank Man?
Yes. Well, I was asking our guide, who it turns out was like a colonel in the Chinese army, but spoke English, and he was very open and honest with us. And I said, so where, now that we're here in Tiananmen Square, whereabouts was that thing where the guy stood in front of the tank years ago? Well, I don't know for sure, but it was right basically over here, and he walks us over to that area. And I said, so you know what I'm talking about, right? You've seen the picture? Oh, no. I said, oh, I can send it to you. No. Please do not send it to me. I will go to jail for receiving it. I went, what? And of course, then I went back to the hotel room that night, tried to Google it. Nothing came up because they block everything because they're communist. But it was an interesting thing because we pulled the camera out there because there was like a series of promotional announcements, you know, from the Great Wall of China, from various places around the world, from here in Tiananmen Square. And that's all I was saying. Had a microphone and a camera, and we were surrounded by a bunch of Chinese police, first on Segway units and then in vans. And it was like 20 cops all around us. And my guide told me, because he saw me reaching for my back pocket, I was going to bring out my police retirement badge. No. They don't understand that. They're going to think you're FBI, and they're going to take you in for questioning.
Oh, boy.
I said, really? He goes, trust me. And sure enough, that was it. They just wanted our passports, and they were on the radio. And then this guy was telling them who we are, and we cover consumer tech, and we're here promoting Chinese companies. Oh, you know. I mean, he did a good job covering us. He's probably since been executed or something. I don't know. I hope not. But that was bizarre. I've had several bizarre situations, mostly in China. Imagine that. And yeah, I was at Wuhan, not any time recently, but many years ago.
Hopefully you didn't eat any bats.
No. Didn't even see any bats. Or I did see a lot of weird stuff in the various food markets.
Yeah, but we saw that in Taiwan.
Yeah, that's true. Exactly.
You know, we were with, I forget who we were with on that trip, but you know, we were with, you know, somebody on our staff who, you know, wanted to go hunt down the stinky tofu, and I'm like,
and we did.
All you have to do is walk down the streets and follow the smell.
And man, stinky tofu is aptly named. If you've never smelled it, you don't want to. Trust me. Yeah. Very bizarre. How'd we get off on that?
I have no idea.
What the heck were we talking about?
We're talking about Chinese TV manufacturers.
Oh, that's right. So TCL is going to outdo LG this year.
Yeah. Speaking of other countries, German law enforcement have seized the servers propping up the Hydra market, allegedly the biggest marketplace on the dark web. In a press release, the Central Office for Combating Cybercrime and Germany's Federal Criminal Police Office announced the platform had been taken down and $24.6 million worth of Bitcoin were seized.
Oh.
No arrests have yet been made, it was said. Hydra Market, which was allegedly run by Russians, was used to sell drugs and launder money. It was also used to distribute stolen databases, documents, and cybercrime tools and services, such as viruses for hire.
Whoa.
So kudos to the German police for taking out, you know, one of these big marketplaces on the web.
And since we're in Germany every year for IFA and sometimes then some for other events, you know what the German police are called?
Polizei.
Polizei.
Yes.
That's right.
But they still have those funny sounding sirens. They need to, you know.
What do they sound like?
You're just trying to get me to do it.
Yes, I am.
I don't know. It's like, you know, wee, whoa, wee, whoa. Yeah, you know, something like that.
Not even close.
They're not those, you know, cool American sirens that we have.
And what do our cool American sirens sound like?
You know what they
like?
Sound like because you were in, you drove a cop car for many years.
A cop car. Yeah. I drove a cop car. Yeah. Yes, I did. And a lot of times.
You were one of them coppers.
And a lot of times on code 3 with lights and sirens, or sirens as some people call them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A group of Facebook engineers identified a massive ranking failure that exposed as much as half of all newsfeed views to potential, quote, integrity risks, unquote. Over the past 6 months, that according to an internet report on the incident. It also indexed posts by Russian state-owned media outlets, which have since blocked Facebook after the company restricted the accounts of the publications in response to the country's invasion of Ukraine. So still a lot of that going on, and we should expect that there would be more of it. But I found this interesting, too. Last week, Google said it's adding a new label to search results for news stories, interviews, announcements, and press releases that are frequently cited by other media outlets, in an effort to alleviate original reporting. I'm sorry.
Huh?
To elevate.
Oh.
I can't read my own writing. In an effort to elevate original reporting. In its announcement, the search giant, and it's not even writing, it's typed. The search giant gave an example of an exclusive local news story that it picked up by numerous national outlets that proceed to cover the story. Google search will highlight the local news outlet's original piece at the top of the search results page when users seek out the story and apply the highly cited label to that original story. The highly cited label is launching soon on mobile in the U.S. and will roll out globally in the coming weeks. So in this sense, good for them. Local news sources will get the credit they deserve for coming up with an interesting story. And if you search it and you find it, then kudos to the local news organization that actually still has maybe some investigative actual reporters on staff. Go figure.
Yeah, maybe you should stop printing your tech news items in cursive, and then you'll be able to read them easily.
In cursive, yeah. You would think. No, it's bad enough I've had to increase the font terribly. Yeah. Patrick in Tyler, Texas, listens on KTBB. By the way, they're AM and FM, and we love them carrying into tomorrow all these years. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Dave. I've got a question about home security systems.
Okay.
By research, there's tons of them out there. And different bells and whistles and pricing. I was just wondering if you could recommend two or three that you like the best. And I'm looking for something for security inside the house and also outside when we are on vacation that would give me a warning when motion is detected and can signal my iPhone. And also, I'm kind of confused about all the plans out there. If you have to subscribe to a special Wi-Fi plan or something like that with them. So if you can advise me on that as well, I'd appreciate it.
Well, Patrick, it would be our pleasure to help you out. And no doubt that we're all confused by so many things out there. But guess what? They're all more or less the same. They all offer motion sensors, door and window sensors, window break detection, and so forth. And people are generally satisfied with them until they need to deal with a human being. If you want to be alerted on your phone when something happens, just about any of them will offer that via either push notification, if you will, text messages, or calls. For example, a company called Cove, C-O-V-E, offers all of those options, and someone will reach out via the panel that you install in your house as well.
Yeah, now, and you shouldn't need a parallel Wi-Fi network, but pricing is usually shady. For example, Cove goes out of its way to hide their monthly costs on their website. A blog post says they're between $15 and $40 a month.
Boy, that's a heck of a span, though.
Yeah. FrontPoint is well-reviewed, but it's not any more transparent. They'll make you go through an assistant to see how much money they can get out of you. If you dig enough, you'll find that monthly fee is around $50 a month.
Gee. Now, Ring's alarm monitoring service is less expensive at around $20 a month, but you'll find that they're not nearly as well reviewed as either Cove or FrontPoint, as we suggested, and their devices are reliant on AWS's, that's Amazon's company, of course, their U.S. East One region, if you will, which has a tendency to have issues every now and then, sometimes frequently. You may have heard about how some Ring doorbells stopped working altogether in 2021 when Amazon was having issues in a particular region.
Yeah, the other big cost will be the hardware itself, but we can't really help you there. Those costs tend to be comparable across the different companies, but they're all highly dependent on your house and what gear you need. But that will be specific to you, and the costs can vary a lot depending on whether you want to cover a studio apartment or a six-bedroom house, or whether you just want motion sensors or cameras all over the place, for example.
Check them out. Let us know what you end up going with, Patrick, because we hope we have been of some help to you. IntoTomorrow.com, folks.